B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Everybody wants hand in their relationship, you know what I mean? Like, just knowing that you have the advantage without saying anything. And people get it in different ways, you know? Maybe you're the one that makes money in the relationship. You don't need to talk about it, but you both know. Maybe you're the one that does all the work around the house and stuff like that. Mm. And you know the other person can't survive without you. You don't need to address it, but you know you have that in your back pocket.
Happy Singles Week.
Just in case.
Thank God I don't have to deal with that crap.
You're going to be glad when I tell you this story. There's a gentleman in Florida right now who it doesn't matter if he's the one making the money and cleaning everything around the house. His relationship belongs to his wife because his life belongs to his wife. It was a couple that was snorkeling in Florida, and when the gentleman went in the water, he was immediately attacked by a bull shark. The bull sharks are those are one of the badass ones.
I only know great white because those are the ones that we see around here, which...
Why is it going to be white? Because it's white,
I don't know.
That's why?
I don't know.
Why is it going to be great and white?
Are bull sharks like the super long ones?
Doesn't matter, though. It's a shark.
Yeah.
They're the ones that when you hold up a cape, it comes running at you and you have to get out of the way and say, "Olé!" They're found predominantly in Mexico.
Anyway. I see we're on a roll again today. Okay.
Such an idiot.
Go ahead. She asked me questions that I don't know the answer to.
I'm sorry. I like details.
So what happened with the shark and the manicure?
There you go. Leroy, okay. Hold up a picture of a bull shark. There you go. Looks like a shark.
It does look like a regular shark.
All sharks.
But not the baby shark.
Yeah. All sharks. When I picture sharks, I picture them all looking a certain way unless you say hammerhead.
Hammerhead. I was just going to say. Okay. All right.
So this bull shark attacks the guy and his wife jumps in the water and saves his ass. Now, that's enough. That's enough right there. She saved his life. Now, let's throw in one more little tidbit about this whole situation.
Go ahead.
His wife, pregnant.
Get out of here.
Pregnant woman. She wasn't snorkeling. She was just on the boat. He was the one doing the snorkeling. Gets attacked. She jumps in and saves him from a shark. He is never allowed to do or even ask for anything.
Not only that, but dude can't ever tell that story.
I know.
I bet that he's so pissed off this thing made national news.
Yeah.
He's like, wait, hold on a second. So not only did I have to have a woman save me, but a pregnant woman save me at the same time. You know, his ego just got crushed to a million pieces.
Randy, why is part of your shoulder missing?
I got hit by a train?
Oh my God.
Yo, this dude is forever. Like, he can't even break up with her. He can literally walk up to her and go, "I want a divorce. This isn't working out." And she's going to say no. And he's going to be like, "All right, you're right. Let's just stay married forever."
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.